Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week.
What's happening? It's on. Got some good stuff today as well. The tasty bacon butty is the food we love most, according to a survey out today. It's topped a poll of the 50 things we think puts the great in Great Britain. Traditional roast dinner taking second place. I would have put that above a bacon sandwich.
I would have.
Nothing washes down a meal better than a lovely cup of tea, which came in third.
I mean, I love a cup of tea, but nothing, I mean, surely it's a beer, isn't it?
Not with roast dinner, I wouldn't have thought.
No, not with a roast dinner, no.
Nice. Well, I don't know. I don't think I have a cup of tea with a roast dinner either.
No, I wouldn't.
That's weird. A proud national history came fourth, followed by the BBC in fifth place, Big Ben in sixth, and Buckingham Palace at seventh. This was a list of things that we think puts the great into Great Britain. But also in a news story out today in The Sun, it's got a lot of people in Essex quite upset, is that we were apparently in uproar last night over secret plans to ditch our TOWIE image to go with these new adverts on the telly, real highbrow adverts showcasing local boffins like us. Some of Essex
like what?
Like us.
I'm not a boffin. I am not.
I'm obviously joking.
I'm a
governor. I'm being ironic.
I'm a governor.
Some of Essex laid into tourism chiefs who appear embarrassed by the reputation of this fine county of ours. The backlash comes after Essex County Council approved a £300,000 taxpayer-funded campaign featuring scientists and chefs.
Oh, shut up.
The area's impact on modern culture is what they're trying to do. So including ITVT, the show TOWIE, where its reality stars are there, the fake tans and all that lot. Amy Charles from TOWIE has called the campaign a waste of money. She said, as a county, we have a reputation for looking good and looking after each other, which we do very well. We're not a community of vacuous airheads. We're decent, hard-working people. How about the council spend £300,000 on something that really matters? She was backed by former S Club 7 Joe O'Meara, who's 42, who said, I've lived in Essex my whole life, and I love it. There's always been a...
That's how she would have said,
I love it here. There's also been a stigma attached to it as well, but if people visit Essex, they should see how green and beautiful it really is. I'm very proud to be an Essex girl. Council tourism boss Lisa Bone claimed the new campaign sets out to challenge people's preconceived views of how they see Essex on TV. She said, we've made a promotional film for TV starring people like scientists and chefs who we have in this county. There's a lot of talk about the way Essex is depicted by other people on the telly. So unless we tell people what it's really like, they'll only have one impression. The first ads will air on Sky this year.
I mean, I do kind of... I think there should be a middle ground on it, because I think you've gone from one extreme
exactly
to the other.
That.
So I think you've gone from what people now think of Essex because of TOWIE,
yeah,
and then scientists, when actually you should just go middle ground, like plumber, builder,
exactly
electrician.
Exactly that. And there's an argument with TOWIE, and I've always said this, TOWIE could be filmed in any county in the country. You could film TOWIE in Hertfordshire. Well, not obviously TOWIE, but you could find people to... I mean, look at Made in Chelsea, Geordie Shores, another example. There are other areas in the country where TOWIE would work. But unfortunately, maybe for us, TOWIE has just become a massive phenomenon, not just here, across the world. So you go anywhere and you say from Essex, they go, shut up!
Yeah, but
do you go, sugar heart?
But the thing is, right, with the... When TOWIE... And I don't watch it anymore. I used to watch it, but like a sort of... Not just watching other things, loads of other things on the TV. But like, the only thing I'd say about TOWIE is, and it's been amazing, but it is well documented that it's heightened for our, like, you know, entertainment. They're playing almost caricatures of themselves.
Yeah, of course they are.
Like heightened versions of themselves, so exaggerated. So it's not exactly what we're all like.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly that. And I think that's what they're trying to... But then I think the problem is, do you put ads on that we're all, you know, high-flying scientists? That's going to give a wrong impression of Essex
exactly.
as well.
Exactly, give a real picture of it.
Do a real... We should do the ads.
I think so.
That's a brilliant idea.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
I don't like losing anything.
It's not
you,
a compliment. I wasn't having a compliment.
Silly little face. It's when like, you've got a silly little face, and then you put a face on there.
When I was like 13 and I first did it, I didn't know, I didn't think, oh, one day I'm going to meet somebody who's going to be one of my best mates, but it'll be really good because I would have won the Rubik's Cube competition that we haven't had yet because I've not met him yet. I didn't do it on purpose.
But
I didn't learn how to do it just to annoy you.
Yeah, but you know how much it annoys me. You keep on doing it all the time.
But I've already learned how to do it. I didn't learn to do it. This'll annoy Scott.
Well, you, right, anything, like, you're better at FIFA than me now because I haven't got a PlayStation anymore and that annoys me. You don't like you very much.
But I'm not. I can't get rid of my PlayStation because you haven't got one.
Well, then we're not real mates.
I've not joined the World Champions Darts Tournament and won it just to annoy you.
No, I know, but just be less muggy.
Just learn how to do it.
Don't be such a tryhard.
Learn how to do it. Learn.
I'm trying.
Set yourself a challenge. Get Google to help you as well to learn methods. Set yourself a challenge.
Mate, but listen, I can just about get dressed in the morning. I'm not going to learn methods.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
One of the biggest music awards is back. I don't know if you've heard of it, Scott. The Brits.
The what?
The Brits.
Brits.
Remind you of your legacy.
Oh, my God.
That's winning a Brit award there.
I think we performed there. I can't remember. It's a little band we performed with. What are they called? Queen. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
That
was 2001.
Might have been 2000. I don't know.
And 2022.
2000, I think.
Dave, Doja Cat, Edge. I love the name Dave for a pop star.
I do. Dave.
Dave. I think for pop stars and cats, I think good name, Dave.
Dave's just an all-round good name, isn't it?
It's a good cat name, I think, Dave.
Good.
Doja Cat, another good name for a cat.
Dave, Doja Cat. Name cat.
Ed Sheeran, Holly Humberstone, Liam Gallagher, Lil Sims, all been there. Lil Sims, probably one of my favourite rapper. Probably is my favourite rapper, apart from Eminem and Vanilla Ice. I reckon Lil Sims is up.
She's really good, isn't she?
And Jay from Five.
Is she?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm
That's
looking,
what I said. She's really my favourite rapper.
I'm looking forward to when she's Big Sims. When she's a bit older.
No, Lil Sims. The reason she's my favourite rapper is because Jay from Five is my favourite rapper because she's a female favourite. She's my favourite female rapper.
Jay from Five is my favourite rapper. Because I keep with my fingers.
I love that. He's the best.
Didn't he have that great line of Wiggy Wiggy, I'm getting jiggy?
Yeah. No, that was Absat.
Oh. He's another one of my favourite rappers. He's my favourite rapper, actually. No, Jay's my favourite rapper.
Is it? If I'm going to be honest, out of them both, Abs is better.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Shock exclusive.
Is it because he did the Wiggy Wiggy?
Let me do the Brits cell. Can I do the Brits cell?
I think we have to do that.
So they're taken to the stage during this year's ceremony.
Jay and Abs? are they?
Yeah. Oh my. Jay and Abs with the new single with Lil Sims.
Are they? Are
no, Lil Sims is involved.
Lil Sims with Jay.
Oh. She's rapping alongside Jay's rapping.
Hang on, if you've got Lil Sims, Jay and Abs, they're five.
There's five of them. Yeah. Which is incredible for a band called Five to have five members. That's
something new.
No one's tried that before.
Anyway, I'll try and let you do this read.
Because the news is on any second now. We've teamed up with MasterCard to get you there.
Jay and Ebbs.
We have three pairs of tickets to give away. So if you want to enter the draw, you need to do this right now. If you want to go to the Brits, text 81400 with the words Essex Brits. 81400 with the words Essex Brits. You got until the 3rd of February at midnight to enter, and all the winners will be announced on Friday the 4th. No one under the age of 16 will be admitted to the event. People between 16 and 17 will only be admitted to the event with an accompanying adult. So unless you can get in with Jay or Abs, you will have to have an accompanying adult with you.
I wouldn't call them adults.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Minute by minute, hour by hour.
Yo, DJ, drop that. Radio Essex.
Talking about weird things your kids have said or things you've had to explain to kids. Is it Lisa on the phone?
It is.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, he's singing it now, bless him. Yeah, I'm good.
How's the family? Your family good? Because your family...
Yeah, we're good.
Your family good. Voice note us all the time. Hello! You're always there voice noting. So what have you got for
us,
Lisa?
We're always here. Yeah, no, I've got more of an argument with my son as an explanation. Alfie's only three, and he was learning his ABC at school,
yeah.
And then Gail releases the song ABCDEF and continues. Well,
yeah.
Alfie now wants to sing that version, and he gets to F, and F your car and your dad. And I'm trying to get him to carry on with the alphabet, but he likes the other version. I've just tried getting him to sing it, and he won't do it. You're going
to
sing it.
So you're trying to do the ABCD.
EFG. But he goes on to sing the Gale song instead.
It's a confusion in their little
yeah,
brains.
It's very confusing
yeah.
for him. It is.
He maybe, thinks the other version's more fun.
Well, maybe if he could listen to the A to Z of Men would help him with the alphabet.
Or,
no?
Or not?
No,
or
okay.
Not.
That was a bad
No, probably not.
Have you heard the A to Z of Men, Lisa?
No.
Oh, okay. You might be okay with it. I wouldn't play it to Alfie.
No, don't play it too
much. No, that's probably not a wise idea.
I would only
Alfie
listen.
Copies a lot.
Yeah, you don't want him copying any of that. No.
Just don't even listen to it when he's in the car.
Swearing.
It's no, definitely not swearing.
No swearing. We don't swear.
No, no swearing, you have a great day. Cheers, Lisa.
Thank you. Bye.
See you later. Bye. The music page in the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex. Something I wanted to talk about is something me and Scott were doing on the phone on Saturday, not ringing each other. We don't ring each other all day. We do a lot, especially yeah. if I've won money.
Yeah, yeah.
This was on our WhatsApp thing, and it was, I'd said to Scott, name the TV show, how you doing? And he didn't think about it, he just replied, friends. That was it. And then he went, lovely jubbly. And I went, oh, only Fools and Horses. And then we spent, I reckon, over the course of the weekend, 9 hours?
Wild, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a while.
I like, and the other one you sent was Riggy, and I was like EastEnders,
Bianca from yeah. I mean,
it was just, and it's one, it's almost one word or one slogan, and the other person can identify the show like that.
I really enjoyed it because it didn't take long to think of them.
No,
and instantly I was getting like it was like there was no like it was I would send it, bang, it was back.
Yeah. And it was over the course of it. We didn't spend 9 hours solidly doing it. This was over the course of the weekend.
Yeah.
I think it started on Friday when I was watching the Watford match. Oh, I started with, aha! And you went, Alan Partridge.
And then I wrote Watford. And
yeah, you put Watford yeah. in the sad yeah. face. I don't believe it.
That is one from the grave.
It's exactly right. And you got it right
yeah.
At the weekend. So that's how we kind of... sometimes
we
mates text each other, go, hey, bud, how are you? Nah. We just text things like that.
We do, and we enjoy it.
And I said, I reckon people could ring up with one word or one slogan on the phone, and we can just answer the phone, and they can go, lovely jubbly, and we go, only Fools and Horses, and it would be easy as that.
Working at the weekend.
Working at the weekend. We were planning the show without even knowing it. Wilson,
that obviously Tom Hanks in when he's what's it called
the running one?
No, I don't know. When he's like shipwrecked and he's like it's not called Shipwrecked though. What's it called that film? Wilson,
I don't know. Somebody's going to tell us that.
Yeah, someone. Will
Radio Essex. Hello, is that Deborah? What's your name?
No, Rachel from Coggeshall.
Rachel, sorry, I thought Tom said Deborah. Maybe he did. He has been sacked. Oh, it's just getting... My day's just getting worse
sorry,
and worse.
There's lots going
Not
on
Not Tom,
here.
Sorry, just to clarify. Tom hasn't been sacked. Claudio Ranieri's been sacked as the Watford manager, not Tom. Just so...
Oh, right.
Clarify that
for you. We
wouldn't
sack Tom, not yet.
Tom actually does a better job, which is hard to say. So what have you got for us?
I've got a bit of a cheeky one, but mine today is... Ooh, Betty.
Ooh, oh, you do this so well.
If you find a dog on a Monday, or anything starting with D, like a deer or a duck, you might bring you luck.
Yeah, that would be. Some mothers do have them.
It is some mothers do have them. Frank Spencer.
Absolutely.
I love that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good day.
Ooh, Betty.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. This is Chris and Scott on Radio Essex. Weather. Well, this evening it will continue to be dry and calm with some light winds. However, the skies will be overcast well into the night and over the wee small hours. Temperatures on your big drive home reaching 3 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Where are you from? You just went calm. Calm. Instead of calm. Or however you would say it in Scottish normally. How would you say...
What did you say? Calm down.
How do you say calm in Scottish?
Calm.
Yeah, but you didn't say that. You went, yeah.
Tonight will continue to be dry and calm. With
yeah, pronounce the L. Calm.
Calmer.
Thank you very much for all of these TV shows you're describing in one word and slogans. That works really well. The film you were thinking about earlier was Castaway.
Yes.
But that wasn't what Wilson comes from. Wilson's in... Wilson. Hello, Jackie. Hello, Jackie. I've got Wilson. Wilson. Oh, Wilson.
Yeah. Oh, Jackie, you look nice.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it's from. But Wilson... It's from Friday Night Dinner, but it's also a Tom Hanks film.
Well, of course it is. Wilson!
Yeah, I think it's either of those. How about I Start It So I'll Finish?
Mastermind.
Very good.
Yeah.
Did you do Play Your Cards Right? It was Horror Alive. Of course it was. Now We're Sucking Diesel. Keith from Whittam.
Excuse me?
See, I know... No, see, I know... It's not someone called Diesel. It's... oh, dear.
Van Diesel's been in some horrific films, but not that one.
No.
Max says, I've heard by source that it's never normally wrong, fellas. Oh, that Mac is our source for the Watford story.
Oh.
Mac off of the text machine. Oh, if anyone asks you to clarify your source, it's Mac off of the text machine.
When Ofcom ring me, I'll go, not to worry, guys.
Dobbo, you got one as well?
It's a bit of a sad one.
Go on.
My kids laugh their heads off at this. They go, my name's George, the name of pink hippopotamus. What show's that off, mate?
That's Rainbow.
That's very good.
That's really, that's a really good impression. Do you know Rainbow?
Zippy and George?
Yeah.
Ah.
And Bungle?
Yep.
See, I've got one, right, that,
yeah.
that literally you could pick... I could pick... That, I've never known a film that's got more slogans going through it, right?
Okay,
so
go on.
I could say, what if I said, pain does not exist in this dojo, does it?
Karate Kid.
But why didn't you finish the thing? Why did you ruin it?
Because I'm trying to identify the film.
No, you could have said, no, Sensei!
No, Sensei, shouty.
Karate.
Is it Karate Kid?
Yeah. Yep.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. I'm coming home to Radio Essex.
Quality tune. Quality.
Right, stop.
Quality tune.
Stop. Well, I am so gutted that we haven't got the video playing. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
What was?
Right. And when I'm in my ends up. Oh, are they still talking?
It's just rapping.
It's AJ Tracy.
What, live and direct?
Yeah.
Because I know the words.
Right, so.
Look, he's going to go for it.
Here we go. My money got me cold off.
Said I'm a rock star. No, I don't
there
want
we go.
I want you to do it. I want you to do it without AJ.
Well, I can't do it without him.
You can.
I need the beat.
No, you don't.
Yeah, dude.
No, you don't.
I'll do it. I got my friends and my family on my shoulder.
Go on,
Rover. My money got me colder. No. It's the Hyperman set. AJ Tracy live and direct. DJ mash up the deck. The microphone chambers live and direct. Zen bubble. Vibes and that. Cruising my four-wheel drive to that. Tech time, everything's live and that. We've got AJT's on the mic tonight. I joined in at the end.
That is... right, Tom, can you do it without the music?
Oh,
go
so...
On. Go on.
What is it?
Say bubble.
What is it?
Bubble.
Vibes and that. Cruise like a four-wheel drive and that. Tech time, everything's live and that. Got AJT's on the mic and that.
I mean,
time
but
live and that
the best part of it
tonight.
Is Chris looks at Tom and he goes, I think he's just saying about Penting in a minute.
Penting looking like a touchdown. So,
and then, what was the bit when you pointed at your watch?
Kettle
Bling
on the bus.
Blow.
No, kettle.
No.
Kettle.
Okay.
Bus down. Kettle bus.
Is that a...
Look at him.
I don't know.
5:37,
it's Chris and Scott.
You're basically David Brent, aren't you?
Well. Fact.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.